Gilman has any further thoughts after the conversation that has happened.
You're on mute, Lance.
Yeah, thank you for that. I was. my thought is that at the table today, our responsibility as the commissioners are how do we best protect our ratepayers from future impacts. I think it's that simple. I don't know that we are going to be able to figure out what the EPA is going to do or not do or how impacted, but there will be something that'll come down the chute. So how do we best make a decision today to protect our ratepayers? And I guess one question I'd have of Keith is, as the EPA moves forward with this regulatory environment that they're in, my assumption is we're going to have regulation. Is it potential that regulation would have requirements of manufacturers that the EPA would place on them as opposed to litigation that we're considering right now? In other words, would there be a way to resolve it on behalf of the communities that are impacted through the EPA regulation as opposed to litigation? Or is litigation the probable vehicle that will be used in the future?
I don't know the answer to that question, Commissioner.
My thought is generally it falls on the table of litigation. Most of the elements have, but I don't have the answer. But it would seem to me that we need to make the best decision we can today for our ratepayers. That's really who we're looking at. And if we falter in that, then at some point in the future, they will be holding the bag, and either we'll have egg on our face or we'll have done a good job. And I don't know the answer to that today, unfortunately.
I think where I'm leaning is, you know, and unless there's a drop dead date that would exclude us from participating, and given that the EPA is talking about potentially having these regulations within the next month or so, my inclination is to hold off and to get some more clarity from the EPA. As long as it doesn't look like that takes away our option to participate.
If you might find it with helping you with a motion, you feel a little bit of ideas, and we're working with Mr. Loomis and others, Austin Osborne for the record, anyway. You want to, if you were to continue it, then continue it not to a specific time, but more of when more is known as far as deadlines and timelines, and then they could be potentially revisited.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, absolutely, you know, and maybe with instruction to or a request to the DA's office to monitor the progress on them, to the DA's office and to Public Works to monitor the continued development of this and bring it back when significant developments happen. What do you think of that, Mr. Chairman?
That works for me.
So that's the motion that I'd like to make. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I will move to continue this item and to request that Public Works and the DA's office continue to monitor it and bring it back to us for reconsideration upon any significant development in this particular case.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 24, sorry. This is discussion only. Story County Water and Sewer 2022-2023 fiscal budget review for the third quarter. Comptroller McCain.
Good afternoon, Jennifer McCain for the record. For the water and sewer funds, the third quarter review, again, there's 75% of the year has been completed And with that, the water charges are actually at 75% collected. With that, charges for services are lagging slightly with approximately 26.5% collected. What brings us up is that late fees and annual water permits collected are over 100% as of March 31st. The expenses in the water fund, we have remaining approximately 30% across all of the objects or sections of that budget. The sewer fund, including transfers from the infrastructure fund, are collected at approximately 90%. Charges for services in this area is with where we would like to see it at 25% remaining in collections. The expenses are approximately 70% spent in service and supplies, and with 40% in wages left available. Sorry, 30% left in wages are available. That's all I have for the review of the Water and Sewer Fund.
Thank you, Comptroller McCain. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Comptroller McCain?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I was just noticing it looks like we're not that it's a huge dollar amount, but substantially under budget on on our hookups. Do we have any, is that just literally that we haven't had anyone hook up so far?
We haven't had any hookup purchases.
Gotcha, or just one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
All right, I don't have any questions for you. Is there any public comment regarding the water and sewer budget? All right, not seeing any. We're gonna move on to item number 25, this discussion for possible action. Story County Water and Sewer 2023-24 budget update.
The only thing that I have for the water and sewer so far is the retiree insurance is approximately $4,800 for each. This shows a less than 1% increase in both of these funds. However, with the water fund already in a deficit with expenses to revenues, this could make a large difference. I am continuing to work with Jason and his team to get the expenses in the water fund a little bit more in line with the revenues as to not deplete their fund balance. But I'll have more information at the next meeting and the one after that.
Thank you, Jennifer. Is there anything else?
Nope.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right, neither do I. Is there any public comment for the comptroller? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
I think it's discussion only on this one.
Discussion only.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
All right. Is mine the only one that says possible action?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Shouldn't be any action this time. No,
oh yeah, you're right. On the item, it's discussion only. But on the agenda, it just says.
Okay, as long as we're good.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to item number 27, so recess to convene as a Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 28, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible acceptance of the lowest bid from Sierra Nevada Construction for Electric Avenue Rehabilitation. In an amount not to exceed $4,212,967.70. Portion of the project will be paid for by Tesla per the negotiated 2021 GSA. Is Jason handling this?
Hello again, Chairman, Commissioner, Jason Wurzbeck for the record. This is, we had bid opening for our Electric Avenue road rehab project. Sierra Nevada Construction came in as an apparent low bidder at $4,212,967.70. A portion of this will be paid for by the Tesla Government Services Agreement. This will give us a 20-year road. So it'll be our first railroad in the county.
Thank you, Jason. Is that it?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, lost my place here. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
I'm just curious on what the portion that under the GSA, what portion will Tesla take care of the $4 million plus?
Sure. Tesla is taking care of up to $2,707,777.
Sure, County Manager.
Austin Osberg, for the record, thank you, Director Wisberkey. Also, Commissioner Gilman, the percentages of that were negotiated is 66.7% of USA Parkway between USA Parkway or of Electric Avenue between USA Parkway and Vermont. That portion, roughly that many, that much of the highway is used by Tesla versus the other companies in the area. And then there's a portion from Milan up to about 700 feet of the Tesla guard shack. Tesla will pay 100% of that because it is the only road, the only thing being used by that road is Tesla. And if you remember earlier, from 700 feet of the guard shack to the guard shack, we had put in the GSA to negotiate that at a later time. What ultimately happened was this board had relinquished that portion of the road to Tesla, so it's no longer under the responsibility or concern of the county.
Thank you for that.
All right.
And I would like to add, I'm sorry to interrupt, I'd like to add that it appears through looking at the numbers on this, that those negotiated numbers land at just about what the actual cost will be in those proportions. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't have any questions.
Okay, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to accept the bid from Sierra Nevada Construction for the Electric Avenue rehabilitation in an amount not to exceed $4,202,967.70.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 29 is to recess to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 30, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the potential expenditure of approximately $200,000 and amount not to exceed $205,000 for a permanent generator for the Lockwood Senior Center project.
Honey Menefee for the record. So the new Lockwood Senior Center will provide senior lunches and Hillside Elementary School lunches that will be prepared on site. This facility will also include a large communal activity space, health nurse office, Canyon GID office, conference room, warming kitchen for community use, and food pantry. We had attended a town hall in Lockwood a few weeks ago in March, and one of the big concerns was for some of the people who have medical equipment and what needs to be done in the event of a power outage, and especially with all of the flood concerns that have been going on. So having electricity is very vital to our residents who may rely on these electronic medical equipments, and then also it's important for the food preservation for the senior lunches and the school lunches, and then also for the food that's going to be stored there for the pantry, the food pantry. Loomis & Associates has provided information which compares a portable generator and a permanent generator. This information was distributed to all pertinent county staff, and it was the consensus of county staff that a permanent generator is the best option for the needs of this facility and this community. So the lead time for generators is about 72 weeks, and at this time, Loomis does not have a solid estimate because Loomis said that they were being very conservative with this estimate as costs are challenging to pin down. So pending approval from this board, they would not go out for a solid estimate until approval. That is the end of my report.
Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I think it makes sense to include this in the plan.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 30? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, could entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the potential expenditure of approximately $200,000, an amount not to exceed $205,000 for a permanent generator for the Lockwood Senior Center project.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 31. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize the county manager to execute a license agreement between Story County and Renegade Towers LLC to permit the construction of a commercial communications tower on county property at 8665 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, for a monthly license fee not to exceed $1,900, with a 3% annual increase and other properly related matters. County manager?
All right, thank you. Mr. Commissioners, Austin Austin, for the record. What you have in front of you is a license agreement proposal between Story County and Renegade Towers. This is for a commercial communications tower, cell phone tower, broadband tower, that would hold multiple carriers at USA Parkway in Comstock Meadows near Google and Redwood in that area. This is property that's owned by Story County and has been prepared and designated for communications towers. And so it's situated as such. The proposal is essentially similar to the monopine in the Highlands. It's a we'll build the tower and then carriers will come type of an arrangement. In the packet is a sample contract of a current agreement we have with AT&T. With Mr. Loomis's help at the district attorney's office and the proponent, we have put together an actual contract that's in front of you, also been posted online, but wasn't quite ready by the time of this meeting, and there's copies in the back of the meeting. It's pretty similar, but I will give you highlights of the differences between the two, at least the substantive. For the Renegade Towers, the amount per month would be $1,800. For AT&T, it's $1,900. For Renegade Tower, there's a 3% increase each year. For AT&T, it's 3%. For Renegade Towers, there's a $2,000 annual fee during the time, the first year, where they're getting the tower ready, getting it prepared, and all of that. For AT&T, it's just slightly more, $2,500. And then the duration of the Renegade Tower would be for 50 years, broken up in increments. And then for AT&T, it's 30 years, broken up in increments. The AT&T, we put a lot of work into this. The towers that are located in Virginia City and perhaps in the Highlands, in a little bit more lucrative area of customer base versus the tower that's out being proposed here. We looked at available material that we had with us to make a determination that the a little bit less of costs would be appropriate for the USA Parkway site. The benefits of this is it provides coverage for USA Parkway in an area that currently has no cell phone signal, as well as per the request of Google and other companies in that area to have some kind of cell phone coverage in Comstock Meadows. It does bring perpetual revenue to Story County on land that's otherwise unusable, and we believe that this contract is consistent with other tower contracts we have in the county, and I want to thank Mr. Loomis and I himself and everyone for helping us put this together. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin or Keith?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 31 in this cell tower lease? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yes, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to execute a license agreement between Story County and Renegade Towers LLC to permit the construction of a commercial communications tower on county property at 8665 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada.
And Mr. Commissioners, may I ask that that motion also include to adopt the contract that was brought forth to the meeting today?
I will amend my motion to include the adoption of the license agreement that was introduced in the meeting today.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item number 32, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings, A through O. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about these business licenses?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I'm good.
Is there any public comment regarding these business license second readings? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under agenda item number 32, listed as A through O.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 33. This is the second and final time for public comment during this meeting. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any. Moving right along to item number 34 is to adjournment of all active and recessed boards on this agenda. It is 1:01. The meeting is adjourned.
So.